This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
This topic is massive, so I'll spare you the cute intros and get right to the topic. Christians have always dealt with societal issues of sexual sin. From Noah's day to the prophets and from the early church until now, mankind has pressed the limits and distorted what God made so uniquely intimate. How many times have you been asked, or maybe asked the question yourself, I get the whole pro-life thing, but is it really a big deal if two guys or two girls want to marry each other? I know I've been asked that very question. Again, for the sake of time, yeah, it's a big deal. And here's three reasons why. Number one, it violates God's original design. In Genesis, God made it clear that he made Eve for Adam and Adam for Eve. There's a complementary design physically, emotionally, and spiritually. One of Satan's strongest tools is to distort what God intends for people. See, if Satan can disrupt God's intention for you to be complete as a husband and wife, then he keeps you from being fulfilled in every way. Some might say, but I know homosexual couples who are fulfilled. And to that I answer, no, you don't. There is only complete fulfillment in communion with the Creator. That is only done through Christ. And once in Christ, the Holy Spirit will not allow a sinful lifestyle without severe conviction. As created mankind, true fulfillment is only found in God's design. Number two, in order to buy into the narrative that so-called liberal Christians promote that says homosexuality was only in context for the biblical times when it was written, and it didn't mean the homosexuality itself, just the promiscuity, etc. Well, some incredible hermeneutical leaps have to be made with that approach. God's Word, Old Testament, and New Testament are quite clear on what biblical sexuality is. The only way to biblically justify homosexual behavior is to use an interpretive hermeneutic that pretty much guts the scripture to a meaningless bunch of words. So then some might say, well, it's just a sin like any other sin. To that I would say yes and no. Yes, in that all sin taints the person and keeps them from God, but no, in that there are levels to sin. It's why we don't execute children who steal gum from the store. But the biggest problem with homosexuality and gay marriage is found in the third point. Number three, homosexuality distorts the gospel. Yes, it does. What better way for Satan to distort the gospel message than to cut at the very metaphor used in Scripture and throughout church history to describe the relationship between Christ and the church? Christ is the groom, and the church is his bride. See, if Satan can make a groom and a groom the same as a groom and a bride, then he distorts that fulfilled relationship that we spoke of earlier. The perfect intent of Adam and Eve is carried right on to Christ and the church. However, if the church can marry itself or its likeness, then it can be selfish on its own and not beholden to Christ. It is a corruption of the relationship. So that, my friends, is the biggest reason why Christians need to stand on biblical truth regarding homosexuality and gender issues, because it distorts the gospel, the life-saving message of Christ's love for the world. So Christians, stay strong and do not become swayed by the culture. Remember that Christ will prevail, as will his bride, the church. If you're someone who struggles with homosexuality, then I want you to know Christ loves you and wants you to know true fulfillment in him. This commentary is meant as a polemic against a culture shift, not as a means to hurt you, rather challenge you with truth. Email us at info@wdcxradio.com if you want to know more.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.